From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is taking defensive measures to counter low-level threats from North Korea. In an interview with CBS Television that aired Tuesday, President Obama said, "As we try to resolve the underlying problem of nuclear development inside North Korea, we're also setting up a shield that can at least block the relatively low-level threats they're posing now." Earlier Tuesday, South Korea's news agency reported that North Korea is preparing a second launch of a new powerful mid-range missile capable of reaching U.S. military installations in the Pacific. A jury in Britain Tuesday ruled that 36 football fans who were killed in Britain's worst sports disaster were unlawfully killed and blamed their deaths on police actions and poor stadium design. The jury ruled Tuesday that when a standing-only section of the stadium grew dangerously overcrowded, police actions and faulty turnstiles were among the factors that led to a deadly crash. This is the relatives of the victims of the 1989 disaster. And here they are singing the Premier League's club's anthem after hearing the verdicts. 83 U.S. senators are calling on U.S. President Barack Obama to complete a new security agreement with Israel that would include increasing a $3.1 billion the U.S. is now providing in annual military aid. That money is allocated through a 10-year agreement that expires in 2018. Negotiations on the new pact are ongoing, with Israel believed to be seeking an increase to at least $4 billion a year. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia killed at least 8 government soldiers in an ambush near the town of Baidoa, according to officials. A Somali military commander told VOA Somali that Shabaab fighters using rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns ambushed a military convoy sent to reinforce government forces at a base being attacked early Tuesday by militants. 13 government officials were wounded. Norway is appealing a court verdict about the human rights of Anders Breivik. He's sentenced for terrorism and mass murder. The Norwegian justice minister said in a statement Tuesday that he asked the attorney general to appeal the verdict after the Oslo District Court ruled that the state had violated Breivik's rights under the European Convention on Human Rights. In U.S. presidential politics, voters in 5 states will choose more delegates pledged to candidates seeking the White House in both the Republican and Democratic parties. In contest Tuesday, delegates are at stake in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maryland. Tuesday marks the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. A wreath-laying ceremony was held Tuesday in Kiev in honor to those who died. The explosion at a power plant in the Ukrainian town contaminated a wide area and set radiation clouds across the globe. At least 31 people died immediately, but an estimated thousands have succumbed to cancer and other illnesses in the ensuing decades. That site is still being decommissioned. Japanese automaker Mitsubishi Motors says the company has been using an improper method to determine the fuel efficiency of its vehicles for 25 years. Tuesday's admission by President Tetsuro Aikawa in Tokyo follows last week's revelation that Mitsubishi had falsified fuel efficiency data on 625,000 vehicles. He spoke in a news conference. He said, "I sincerely apologize to our customers who purchased our cars based on wrong fuel mileage data, and I have no word but sorry." German airline Lufthansa have canceled 895 flights scheduled for Wednesday from 6 airports in Germany as government workers call a short-term strike in the run-up to wage discussions later this week. The airline said Tuesday that its hubs in Munich, Frankfurt would see the most disruption. British officials announced that the famous Bell of Parliament will fall silent for several months during repairs to its crumbling clock tower. The work of Big Ben is due to begin in January 2017, and the last 3 years, it's the biggest repair job for the tower in decades. The tower is not unstable, but they don't want it to get worse. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.